A Jewish Journal article. Brodsky, Trotsky, Zelensky. Nobel laureate Joseph Brodsky wrote, "Farewell, Ukrainians quitting, calling them Kolkols. A racial slur. It thus implied the Russian poet thought of them less well than does another Jew, Zelensky, who seems to prefer Ukrainian identity not just as Russian, unlike Brodsky, but as Jewish. In Hebrew there are two connotations to kalkal, kalkal, provide, and ruin. These men like Trotsky ignored their Jewish roots, preferring shoots of alien nations, providers, using Joseph's maverick paradigm, to be appreciated for the favors they bestowed on aliens, with Jewish identity the enzyme, enabling programs of non-Jewish nations to download." Asterisk, asterisk. In Russia's long disdain for Ukrainian nationhood, even Russian liberals and dissidents have traditionally shared Putin's view that Ukraine has no distinct cultural identity. WSJ, April 28, 22, Yaroslav Trofimov writes. As a young poet in the Soviet Union, Joseph Brodsky was persecuted by the authorities before escaping to the US in 1972 and going on to win the Nobel Prize in Literature. In Soviet-era Kyiv, Ukrainian intellectuals used to trade coveted samizdat reprints of Brodsky's poems, reciting them at clandestine gatherings. But the affection wasn't mutual. At a reading in 1992, less than a year into Ukraine's existence as an independent nation, Brodsky offered a new poem titled, "To the Independence of Ukraine." "Farewell Kolkols," he intoned, using a racial slur for Ukrainians. "We've lived together, now enough. Wish I could spit into the Dnipro River, perhaps it would now flow backwards." Brodsky went on to predict that when the ungrateful Ukrainians were wheezing on their deathbeds, they would surely revert to reciting the verse of the classic Russian poet Alexander Pushkin, rather than the lies of their own national poet, Taras Shevchenko. The idea that Ukrainians aren't a real people and that Ukrainian nationhood is an artificial construct has long been mainstream in Russian culture, literature and politics, including among liberal luminaries like Brodsky, who died in 1996. President Vladimir Putin's views on Ukraine, which he expounded in an essay last year that was read to Russian soldiers preparing for the invasion, are no outlier. They follow a lengthy tradition that helps to explain the continuing support for the war among Russia's citizens. Christopher McLachlan points out in The Spectator, the 9th of April 22, that the Russians call the Ukrainian invaders orcs. Why are Ukrainians calling Russian invaders orcs? Ukrainian victims of Russia's war have taken to calling their invaders orcs. The word is familiar to J.R.R. Tolkien readers as the name given to the monstrous anthropoids in his epic novel, The Lord of the Rings. In all Tolkien's stories of the wars in Middle-earth, orcs are violent, destructive and untrustworthy, wreaking wanton havoc wherever they go. It is not hard to see why the people of Ukraine use this name for the invaders of their land. But although Tolkien made the word his own, its origins are, as he acknowledged himself, much older. Orcs first appeared in a 10th century glossary written in Old English, Anglo-Saxon, and, more famously, in line 112 of the Old English poem Beowulf. Eotanas ondylfeond Orkneys. In both cases, the word appears as an item in a list of the names of creatures. In Beowulf, it can be translated as ogres and elves and monsters. But apart from that context, there is little to explain what orcs were, or are. One possible clue linguists have picked up on is that Orkneys combines the word orc with another word, nis, that seems to mean corpses. The Hebrew word means provide, and the Hebrew word means ruin. I am sure Brodsky was unaware of either meaning whether he described the Ukrainians as kokels. Gershon Hepner is a poet who has written over 25,000 poems on subjects ranging from music to literature, politics to Torah. He grew up in England and moved to Los Angeles in 1976. Using his varied interests and experiences, he has authored dozens of papers in medical and academic journals, and authored Legal Friction, Law, Narrative, and Identity Politics in Biblical Israel. He can be reached at email protected.